USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri's governor says he will sign a bill passed by lawmakers which outlaws abortion after 8 weeks. There's no exception for rape or incest. Republican Congresswoman Mary Elizabeth Coleman attacked the reason she says women have abortions.
It is saying that if I don't have the ability to kill my child, that I as a woman cannot obtain whatever dreams and beliefs I may have. It's saying that my economic opportunities will be limited if I do not pay that price with the blood of my child.
But Democratic State Rep. Barbara Washington says the bill takes away a woman's right over her own body.
This bill is not about pro-life. I am a woman. It is my body. It is my choice.
Missouri is the fifth state to pass a restrictive abortion bill. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis plans to fight a federal plan to fly hundreds of immigrants from the Mexican border to South Florida counties. DeSantis said the state's legislature had passed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities. And also,
we're going to work with them to help them, you know, remove criminal aliens. We're not going to be like some of these other states that are not allowing, you know, federal authorities to come into a jail or a courthouse. So we've been very cooperative.
But he said Florida cannot accommodate just dumping unlawful immigrants into the state. President Trump is insisting that reports of arguments with his national security team over the situation in Iran is not true. He pushed back against the report that he privately expressed concerns that his advisors were trying to steer him into a war with Iran.
Mike Pompeo's doing a great job. Bolton's doing a great job. It's bull, okay? It's bull.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Standard Achievement Test is adding something new. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The group overseeing the SAT will begin using what's called an adversity score, which it says will reflect the social and economic background of each student taking the test.
What this tool allows us to see is there is so much more talent out there than a test score reveals alone.
That's CEO of the College Board, David Coleman, speaking to NBC News. The adversity score will use 15 factors, including the crime rate and poverty level of the student's neighborhood. Colleges and universities will be able to see the scores while reviewing applications. 50 colleges used that adversity score in a test run last year, and they plan to expand the program to 150 schools this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An OSU teen doctor is being accused of abuse, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
An independent investigation into alleged abuse of male students at Ohio State University by athletic department and student health center physician Dr. Richard Strauss finds that Strauss sexually abused at least 177 male students between 1978 and 1998, and that university personnel were aware of the abuse as early as 1979, but didn't start an investigation until 1996. Strauss voluntarily retired in 1998 with emeritus status and took his own life in 2005. OSU President Michael Drake emailed a message to the OSU community saying the findings of the investigation are shocking and painful to comprehend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.